Celebrate Suffolk with Leslie Dolphin on BBC Radio Suffolk.
Now, one of the things when I ask, you know, and lots of you telling me that one of the things that's helping get you through the days is to get out into the garden, if you're lucky enough to have a garden, or even to do some on your windowsill in your backyard as well. So we're trying to give you some weekly gardening tips. And with us, Michael Perry, poorly, I'm afraid, at the moment, but we have got Barbara Siegel stepping into the breach. Barbara is a Sudbury gardener. She's a garden writer as well. You can read her posts regularly at thegardenpost.com, and she has a lovely garden, so as we're going to find out when we chat to her now. Afternoon to you, Barbara.
Hi, Leslie. It's lovely to hear you, and welcome to my garden.
That's lovely. It's lovely, and your garden is helping you through these odd days?
Definitely. It's my green gym at the moment.
Yeah, which is, yeah, and gardens can definitely be gyms, can't they, as well?
Well, I've been tackling some pretty big plants, and with a spade and fork, and just having a battle with roots and things that are really deep.
So just describe your garden. It's a town garden, isn't it?
Yep, it's a town garden. It's all behind my house, and you really wouldn't know it was here unless you'd been here. It's got two lovely walls, and the third side is a fence, and the fourth side is the house. And it's about 80 foot long, 44 foot wide. So quite deep, packed with plants.
Would you describe yourself, because gardeners, some people are real plants people, aren't they? Are you a plants person?
I love plants. I don't have to have the most unusual and rarest plant, because I'd be terrified of killing it. But I do love growing unusual vegetables and very special plants. They have to be ornamental and productive if they get into my garden. They've got to work hard.
So you quite like herbs and veg and all that sort of thing?
I do, yep. I grow lots of herbs and lots of veg. In fact, I panic bought compost while everyone was buying flour. I was getting compost.
You were there getting your compost. Well done, you. So that's kept you very happy as well. And I just had someone saying, make sure we put out water for the birds. And you've got a lovely bird bath, I gather.
Yes, I've got a beautiful bird bath. It's a ceramic one, and I can't remember the maker's name, but he used to live in Harlesden, and it's beautiful. It's a bird looking across its back, and the back is scooped out, and sometimes when I'm sitting in my little garden room, the blackbird just comes and swims in it, or he doesn't swim, he just cleans himself.
They're lovely. They splash and themselves around, don't they, and get really clean on them as well.
That's right. Yeah, so, no, I love it.
So I think you've got three tips, much as we could talk forever and ever. You've got three sort of tips for us today, haven't you?
Yes. Well, basically, there are so many more people who've decided that they want to grow something. And I'm sort of worried that they'll be disappointed, because growing is a long process often. But first of all, I'd like to say welcome to them, and keep your fingers green for next year as well. But try to grow things that you really like. Have good plants that will give you pleasure. And if you're growing vegetables, I think there's nothing nicer than growing salads, lettuces, and anything that you can use as a cut and come again crop. So you sow several pots in succession, and every few weeks you can harvest them. And it's just nice to be able to eat something you've grown yourself. So that's my first one, is have the things you love around you. And the second one is about watering. Water early in the day, and don't water when there's a lot of sunshine on leaves. Water from the root, at the roots, because the sun, you know, can damage the roots if they've got water on them. And my third tip is, it's the time to start sowing tomatoes, peppers, and courgettes. All those wonderful Mediterranean type plants. It's warm enough now. They still will need a bit of protection in the seedling stage, but you can get them going now.
Do you believe in this Suffolk saying that you know when it's warm enough when you can take your trousers down and sit on the soil?
Leslie, I haven't tested it. Have you?
No, there was a wonderful thing on Facebook the other day, on social media, of someone doing exactly that.
I think I might resist.
It's very funny. But it's lovely because we have had a lot of sun. But you have to be careful, as you say, because there are frosts still around in the evenings, aren't there, sometimes as well?
Yeah.
So Mark's planted some radishes. If you've got youngsters, radishes are brilliant, aren't they? Because they come up so quickly.
That's right. And sunflowers too. You know, they're very quick to come up. And there are quite a lot of challenges going on at the moment of people growing sunflowers. A friend of mine called David Hurrian is doing a thing where people are growing, entering a competition to grow sunflowers. I can't remember what his handle is on Instagram, but I can send it along when I find it.
Okie dokie.
But, you know, there are lots of things like that for children to do, which I think are great fun. And also you can grow things like peas and actually sunflowers just to get the tips and eat the tips. You know, you see in restaurants in the past, we've seen tip little ends.
Just the greenery,
Yeah. Well, you can do that yourself. And if you grow sunflowers, they actually taste of peanut butter. They're quite amazing.
Really? Because this is microgreens, isn't it? And
yeah,
I think Michael mentioned it.
Yeah.
Which is really, it's just you just get the seeds to sort of shoot a bit and then use the
bits.
And
then you eat them.
Sunflowers taste of peanut butter. I shall try that. Not as fattening either, I'm sure.
No, not as fattening. It's been lovely fun because, I shouldn't say fun, but a lot of us have been trying to get plants from different sources because, of course, we couldn't go to garden centres and nurseries to get things. And so I've actually put together a little list, my kind of lockdown green book of places locally and a bit further afield where you can buy wonderful plants and other sort of garden products.
Where can we find that?
On my website.
Okay, tell me your website then, Barbara.
It's thegardenpost.com.
Fine. So gardenpost.com. And I know at the moment you're also at the moment doing a review. You've done a review on the secret lives of garden bees.
That's right. My friend Jean Vernon wrote this lovely book and it was published about 3 weeks ago. And of course, she couldn't have a proper launch party. So we had a virtual launch party, which was great fun. And then several of us have been doing a blog tour writing about the book, and I think I'm the last one on the tour, and so it's going up tomorrow.
Brilliant. I shall have a browse of your website and put a link on my Facebook page.
Lovely.
Thank you for stepping into the breach, but we'll talk to you again soon, hopefully, as well, anyway, Barbara.
Thanks, Leslie. Lovely being with you.
And you as well, Barbara Siegel. So she's a garden writer, well-known garden writer, but living in the county. And her website then, thegardenpost.com. I like that, the idea of a lockdown green book where you can get some of those seeds and so on if you are looking to do your garden.
Leslie Dolphin on BBC Radio Suffolk.